At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Reports that President Trump will wind down the program that protects so-called dreamers rocketed through Houston's immigrant community today. Houston bills itself as the most diverse big city in America. A quarter of its residents were born outside the United States, and a third of those residents are undocumented. And as KERA's Stella Chavez discovered in a shelter there, federal rules make that a huge challenge after a disaster like Hurricane Harvey.
At one of Houston's biggest shelters, Kate Vickery is sounding the alarm to people without papers.
So if you're undocumented completely and you don't have a U.S. citizen child who's under the age of 18, you are not eligible for any type of FEMA relief.
Vickery is executive director of Houston's Immigration Legal Services Collaborative. She's one of a group of lawyers at the NRG Center shelter trying to make sure that people who are undocumented can get disaster help from other sources. She points out some good news for parents who have a U.S.-born child. They can apply for aid from FEMA, but she worries many won't.
We know that people are less inclined to apply for certain public benefits because of this kind of culture of fear around immigration enforcement and the federal government this year especially.
At their table at the shelter, Vickery and her colleagues have posted signs in numerous languages, everything from Bengali to Cantonese, Urdu to Portuguese. They want to make sure that language, at least, deters no one from asking for help. In Houston, Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Homeowners who've been navigating the floods in Houston and the Gulf Coast now face another daunting task, navigating FEMA and insurance. KERA's Christopher Connolly checks in with one family just starting the process.
As soon as the floodwaters receded in East Houston, the Hernandez family got to work.
We're just right here trying to clean out the backyard and get any trash and get the water flowing out of the yard so we can at least be dry back here, and then we'll worry about the inside, I suppose.
Inside Jerry Ann Hernandez's home, there's evidence of the scramble to get things above the rising water. One prized possession that made it with little damage, her daughter's quinceañera dress, all bright pink tulle and gold sequins.
She waited forever for that quinceañera, and this is just something that she loves, and I know that it means a lot to her, so I had to get it out here to dry so it wouldn't get moldy on her.
The waters reached a couple of feet inside, which means most of their furniture is still saturated with stinking floodwater. The carpet will have to go. The drywall is waterlogged. Hernandez applied for FEMA assistance right away, but now she feels stuck.
We really, right now, don't know what to do as far as our belongings and as far as cleaning up our home. We don't know if we should leave our stuff here the way it is and let them see it, or if we should try to just clean it out and, you know, help the process along run a little bit more smoother, I guess, and get as far as advanced in our steps as we can.
To answer that question, what to do next, I called Carmen Rodriguez. She's a spokeswoman for the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Well, if the family is able to start cleaning the house, they can do it. But what we suggest is for them to take photos of all the damage. Take photos before you start cleaning.
FEMA oversees the National Flood Insurance Program, and Rodriguez says in some cases, inspectors won't even need to come in person to process a claim, like if they know a whole neighborhood was flooded.
Sometimes the person registered for assistance, and we already know when they tell us the address where the house is located that the house was completely flooded.
Here's the thing, though. 4 out of 5 people in Harris County don't have flood insurance. Jerry Ann Hernandez had flood insurance for years, but canceled it because she'd never needed it. And it's also really expensive. Her neighbor, Christy Garcia, skipped it altogether when she moved in a few doors down a decade ago.
When we purchased our house, they didn't ask for it. They told us we weren't in a flood zone, so we didn't get it.
Most home insurance doesn't cover flood damage, and with more than 150 homes damaged, Bob Hunter says a lot of folks will be left in the lurch. He's from the Consumer Federation of America, and he says FEMA does offer some options.
You may be able to get some grant money to get back into the house, a few thousand dollars at most. That sometimes will be available without strings. It all depends how Congress sets this up.
Beyond that, he says FEMA aid for homeowners comes mostly in the form of low-interest loans, not grants. which means they have to get paid back.
For people who have a good job and money in the bank, that's feasible. For some people with low incomes, it may not be feasible to put another loan on top of what they're already paying through their regular mortgage. And in fact, if you look at the Ninth Ward of New Orleans and walk around there now, quite a few people walked away from their homes and they're now just lots.
Bottom line, Hunter says, apply for help from FEMA and file those insurance claims as quickly as possible and keep detailed notes of every interaction. In Houston, I'm Christopher Connolly.
Here in North Texas, more than 3,000 evacuees are in shelters across the area, sleeping in cots and rotating the same clothes every day. Every day can be a grind. KERA's Courtney Collins stopped by one of the smaller Dallas shelters a few days before it closed to get an up-close look at the volunteers trying to bring fun to life in a shelter.
On a sweltering Texas afternoon, Lewis Holweg decided to sweeten the deal at the Walnut Hill Recreation Center.
So I have an ice cream truck out here for a few hours. That's a little thing.
It wasn't such a little thing to the swarm of kids enjoying the treats. The truck was parked outside the hurricane shelter for hours. There was no cap on the fun. Think open bar with popsicles. Diamond Compton is a 9-year-old from Port Arthur.
It's hot. And you gotta want something to cool you off.
Diamond and her little brother, Josiah Anderson, have been back for seconds and thirds and may have lost count.
More than one. More than 10, actually. That I had three more than six.
That's just the reaction Lewis Holweg was hoping for. It's the very reason Holweg, a psychologist in the neighborhood, up and decided to hire an ice cream truck off the internet and send it to a hurricane shelter.
Well, I walked in here and I watched, and people are dislocated, they're lonely, there's nothing to do in there. I mean, people are trying, but what do you do all day? Well, one thing you can do is eat a little ice cream in the afternoon.
And the ice cream is just one example. Volunteers handed out McDonald's gift cards that afternoon, and the Dallas Zoo sent over a sheaf of free tickets. SMU comped evacuees to its football home opener over the weekend. The Nasher Sculpture Center will welcome evacuees at no charge until the last shelter in town shuts down. Diamond and Josiah's mom, Daphne Griffin, can't get over it.
We're thinking about staying in Dallas because of the community. They come together. We've never seen nothing like that before.
The volunteers say they know being away from home and not knowing what comes next is tough. For the kids here, double-fisting sour swirl and cotton candy ice cream bars makes the ordeal a bit sweeter. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
As of today, the Walnut Hill shelter is closed, and those evacuees have been moved over to the mega shelter at the Dallas Convention Center. More than 2,800 people are being housed there. Finally tonight, the biggest college football programs in Texas are off to a rugged start this season. The University of Texas led off Saturday morning with a belly flop at home against Maryland. The Longhorns, a 19-point favorite, lost 51-41 in new coach Tom Herman's first game. Then came Saturday night when Baylor was favored by 30 over lowly Liberty. And then this happened.
It is intercepted! It's over! Liberty with a shocker in Waco!
A call from Fox Sports 1. Liberty won 48-45. And finally last night, Texas A&M was thumping UCLA by 34 points late in the third quarter. A sure thing, right? Wrong. UCLA scored five straight touchdowns and won 45-44. A member of the Texas A&M Board of Regents, Tony Busby, raised a few eyebrows after the loss on Facebook by writing that Coach Kevin Sumlin should be fired. But fear not, Texans. There were bright spots. TCU, SMU, and Texas Tech all managed to win their home openers. Should be mostly clear skies tonight, a low around 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 20% chance for showers with a high near 94. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance for storms with a low around 66. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.